Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We might ask ourselves, what is going on during these challenging times in which we live? What's happening? Are we being punished by God? Is the end of the world near? Many biblical end-time prophecies are being observed in our present time. Joe Irizarry, in his book Signs of the Times in 2020, The Beginning of Sorrows, will attempt to explain what is happening in the world from a biblical and prophetic viewpoint and some of the events we should expect next. Joe was born in Newark, New Jersey to first-generation Puerto Rican parents. He's an entrepreneur, marketer, and writer. Throughout a multitude of trials and hardships in his 20s, his life took a turn when he focused on the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, since becoming a Christian, Joe has used his unique life experiences and understanding of the Bible to circulate God's Word. In 2020, he felt compelled to write Sign of the Times due to all of the compounding evidence he had observed that closely paralleled many of the Bible's prophecies. Joe Irizarry, author of Signs of the Times in 2020, The Beginnings of Sorrows, is our guest on This Week in America. Joe, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hello, and thank you, Rick.
It is my pleasure.
It's good to be here.
It is such an important book, and I want to talk about, well, why did you feel compelled? I mentioned this happened in 2020 to write Sign of the Times. What was it that you felt compelled that I need to write this book, and now is the time to do it?
Well, prior to 2020, I was a nominal Christian, and I was at a worship team, and I did a lot of things for God. But what made 2020 unique was what the lockdowns and the pandemic that we were having because of COVID.
Yes.
So I had a lot of time in my hands. So I started to observe and I started to write. Because the more I observed, the more I was able to tell that we're living in prophetic times. It was like my eyes were opened.
What were some of the signs that you saw that made you believe, yes, in fact, not only believe, but firmly believe that we are living in prophetic times? What were some of the signs that you saw that when you had this time to contemplate and to think through that you realized, yes, we're living in these times now? What were some of the signs that got your attention?
Oh, gosh, there was the lawlessness. It was like, that reminded me of the time. And quote, doing their own thing and really in being disrespectful to parents, to law enforcement, to authority, to the church, to Jesus' teachings, to God. This was horrible. I saw the wars and rumors of wars over Ukraine and Russia and in China, Iran, with our nuclear deals. And it was the pestilences that we were going through with COVID and then famines and droughts. And it was a lot of things I was able to observe. And then I was able to just contemplate, say, hold on, this is what Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24. And this is what Daniel talked about. And in the book of Revelations in different end-time prophecies all pointed the same direction. So I decided to write.
And the book is Signs of the Times in 2020. Joe Irizarry is our guest. I will spell that throughout the program and give you his website as well. Irizarry is Irizarry. His website is authorjoeirizarry.com. Book available amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, writersbranding.com. We've got all this on our website, but I'll give this to you as we go through the program. And this is something, too, that's ongoing, isn't it? I'm sure all you have to do is pick up a newspaper or watch a newscast, and it just cements your belief that we're really in troubled times now.
That's correct. It's just the natural disasters, and the apostasy is the falling away. People just, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall be waxed cold. They're leaving the church, or the church is compromising and accepting things, teachings that normally they would not teach. They're basically unbiblical. the persecution, which is, I have another book that's going to come out in a couple of months, which is going to be Signs of the Times, The Great Persecution. And it's going to explain the persecution that the church is going through now, even as we speak. I think people will be dumbfounded once they realize what's really going on. And the mainstream media really didn't cover it for whatever reason. And then science, the way science has increased, like Daniel spoke about. And I go more in depth in the book. I get more into detail. Cashless society is another one. And that's really preparing the way for the Mark of the Beast, which the book of Revelations talks about. So,
well, looking forward to that, when do you think that book will be out? You sounded like it was coming up very shortly.
Well, book two will be out sometime in November.
Oh, fantastic.
That'll be The Signs of the Times, The Great Persecution. The one that I have out now is Signs of the Times in 2020, The Beginning of Sorrows.
And this will be a continuation, and you watch for this. If you go to Joe's website, that's the best place to get information on Sign of the Times in 2020 and find out when the new Signs of the Times will be out. And that's author Joe Irizarry, Irizarry. And again, all this on our website. So if you're traveling, just go to our website and you can link on and get all of this information. One of the questions I ask in the beginning that we all have is we're sort of sorting out what's going on in the world around us is, are we being punished by God? Are we being punished by God, do you feel?
No, we're not really being punished by God. I think the Lord is preparing his church for the rapture. That's the next great event that the church is really waiting for. And I know people laugh at it, they may scoff at it, but they laughed at Noah when Noah said it would rain.
Yes.
And it did. So it's not really a punishment, but basically it's going to be a wake-up call for the church. It's going to be a wake-up call for the church.
What
because I think we're closely reaching at the end times and the time of the rapture. I don't know the time or the day or the hour. No one does, only the Father. But I believe that we will know the season, and I believe that season is very close.
What can we expect? What are some of the events that we should expect next, and what should we do in preparation? Is there anything we can do?
Well, almost any time you pick up the newspaper, you see an event. That's an end time prophecy. Look at the lawlessness that's going on, and defunding the police. That's one of them. Or the different plagues. Right now we have the monkeypox.
Yes.
Every time you read the newspaper, you're going to read what are the end time signs. So what can we do? We have to get our lives right with God. So we may be ready for the next great event will be the rapture of the church, where the church will be taken away, and the Antichrist will then reign upon the earth, and it will be a very difficult time, a very difficult 7 years.
When you were writing Signs of the Times in 2020, The Beginning of Sorrows, talk about that experience, how long it took you, the research you had to do, and your thoughts as you were putting this together, because you're building a case that these are difficult times and going to be difficult times. What was this writing the book process like for you in putting this all together, and maybe some revelations to yourself that you didn't even consider before you started writing the book, Signs of the Times?
You know, as I was writing it, It was quite ironic because I wrote it because I had a lot of time in my hands, and I wrote it because I wanted to teach others. But as I was writing it, it wasn't others that were really learning. It was I.
Yep, yes.
It was teaching me. It was speaking to me, to the man in the mirror.
Do you think there was sort of maybe divine inspiration that led you to start the project, to do the project, learn as you're going, and then sharing, as you just talked about, that wisdom with people through the book? Was there more than just Joe Irizarry writing this book?
It definitely was. Because as I did research, I started finding things out and finding information that I didn't even imagine was going on. I didn't even imagine it existed. And yes, it was definitely divinely inspired.
How do you handle all of this, the knowledge that you've had, what you've contemplated, what you've seen over the course of the last couple of years? And there's some harsh realities that we all face, but how do you juggle that with going about day-to-day life? Some people are so concerned, I almost would use the word consumed by what they fear we're going through. How do we balance that with real life? How do you get through the day knowing what you know and putting it in proper perspective?
Well, Rick, I give everything to God, and I try to live for Him. Though I have a business, I have businesses.
Yes.
I also am starting a foundation to help.
To help
people that are really suffering. You know, there's people out there that are really, really suffering. That was something that I found also.
Well, and the book is really important for people to get and read and absorb what Joe is talking about in the book. The book Signs of the Times in 2020. His website is authorjoeirizarry.com, and that's JoeIrizarry.com. If you do Google Signs of the Times in 2020, you'll get the Amazon page. You'll get the spelling for Joe's name, and just take that and go to his website so you can keep up on all that he's doing. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, writersbranding.com, all of the places. Joe, what do you hope the takeaway is when someone reads the book Signs of the Times in 2020? It may be confirmation for what they thought was going on. It may be eye-opening for them. What do you hope the average reader takes away from reading Signs of the Times?
I think, and I believe, and I strongly pray that upon reading it, not only will you realize or confirm what we already knew, but that we can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
I mentioned in the beginning that you went through a number of trials and hardships in your 20s. Your life took a turn when you focused on the teachings of Jesus Christ. Talk about that and how the life really dramatically improved once you came to that understanding. What was it like before, and then what was it like afterwards when you opened your life and your heart?
Well, Rick, I was born in Newark, New Jersey. It's not an easy place. It's a rough. It's a rough city, and very dangerous. I was exposed to a lot of dangerous stuff, and drugs, very horrible lifestyles. And drinking, and I was basically on drugs, getting ready to die, and I cried out to God. I asked God to forgive me, because, see, I was preached to before, but I didn't listen.
No, yes.
See, I was a young man, and I thought I was going to live forever. Sometimes we think we believe we're immortal, and we're not.
Yes.
And when I saw myself basically at death's bed, I asked God, and I made a pact with God. I said, Lord, look, if you heal me from this, I'm going to serve you. And He did. He kept His end of it. And that Sunday, I was in church, and I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and my life has changed ever since.
The book is Signs of the Times in 2020. Joe Irizarry is our guest on the program. Time going by quickly. A few minutes left in the program. I mentioned how important it is for you to get this word out. I know you've started a service a few years back to reach out to Latin Americans and get messages out to them. How important is it for you to spread this word? You're doing it in the book, and you're doing it with your actions throughout your life now. How important is it for you to share this message with anybody that would listen?
Well, it's extremely important. You know, there are some people who are completely hopeless, and sometimes we live in our own comfort zones. We live in our rich suburban areas, and sometimes we have our own little world, our own little groups, our own set of people, our own set of friends, and we forget that there's people out there, even in our own country, who are suffering, who are going through very, very difficult times. And in Latin America, there are places that are horrible. They're not risking their lives coming over to the southern border for nothing. A lot of them are desperate.
Yes.
You know, and so I want to reach out to them.
I want
to reach out for them. I want to help them. And I want them to, instead of being hopeless, to be hopeful and have their hope in Jesus Christ.
And I sense that's where you are. You are hopeful now. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And you could share that same emotion that Joe has. And one of the guides to get you there is Joe's book, Signs of the Times in 2020. You quote Romans 15:4, and I just in one of the interviews I saw with you, and it says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Talk about why Romans 15:4 is so important. And you just touched on that before with hope. Hope is really what we all need to hang on to, isn't it?
That is correct. Without hope, we are miserable. And, you know, it's funny you should mention it, because that's why people probably turn to drugs and alcohol. You know, they feel an emptiness inside, and they try to fill that void with the wrong materials, with either drugs or alcohol or sex. And, you know, they have to fill themselves up with God, with Jesus. And once they do, they will feel fulfilled. They will not have that void any longer.
What do you say to people who say, you know, this is in the Bible, it's inevitable, it's going to happen, I really feel hopeless, there's nothing I can do? What encouragement would you give them?
Well, look, a lot of bad things are going to happen. There are good things that are going to happen. But ultimately, God has a beautiful reward. He has a beautiful place for those who have faith in him.
Signs of the Times in 2020 is Joe's recent book, and I'll spell it so you've got all the information here. Irizarry is Irizarry. The book, as I said, Signs of the Times in 2020, The Beginning of Sorrows. The book is available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, the usual places, at writersbranding.com as well. And information on this and the new book that Joe will have out shortly is at his website, author Joe Irizarry, Irizarry.com. Joe, you do such a nice job of breaking this down and spelling it out for the average person, where we fully understand what you're talking about, the gravity of what you're talking about and what we need to do, how we respond. You've got the new book that's coming out. Are you working on other books as well? You've got a gift for writing. Are you working on other books?
Yes. I started writing on a book 3. And It'll be out, and I'll mention it in God's time, because I don't even have a title yet, but it's going to be a good one.
Well, looking forward to that, and hopefully we can touch base for the second book, and which will be out soon, and then the third book that's now in the process of being the concept is being developed. This book is Signs of the Times 2020, The Beginning of the Sorrows by Joe Irizarry. Joe, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us, some very important information, taking what's going on around us and answering a lot of questions as to what's happening. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Like I say, every day it's sort of compounding as we follow news stories and events in the world. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, Rick.
The book, by the way, once again, Signs of the Times in 2020, Joe Irizarry, Irizarry. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.